Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Oh, it's a good day. I hope it's a little warmer than yesterday, actually. It was freezing here yesterday. Freezing all day. Didn't hit 70. I was like, oh my God, I need a jacket. I mean, considering what the beginning of the week was like, it's like, get it straight, California weather. Come on. Let's get some consistency going here. And now we're going to get rain this weekend. Come on. Come on, California weather authority.
This is really inconvenient for you, isn't
it? Very inconvenient. Well, actually, I will say, because I had so much grunt work to do yesterday, just moving things and clearing things out and unpacking trucks. Oh my God, it was so fun. I was grateful at that point that it wasn't warm. But then later, when I wanted to sit out on the back porch and relax, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so cold. Thank you, Brim. All right, it's time for the news. Let's do this thing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. Thank you, Fremont Bank. All right, so it's Friday, and And the weather has cooled off, as you may have noticed. My partner over here seems to be having trouble with it. Didn't like the heat. Doesn't like the cool weather.
I like 72 and sunny with a light breeze. What's, you know? Shut up.
You know what? When you're a model on the internet, you get to whine all you want, right? Right, Sarah?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll begin with a couple fast facts if I could. This
fast
is fun,
facts,
right?
Fast facts.
This is light. This is Friday feeling.
I'm trying to not ask any questions.
This might be my favorite fast fact of all time. Mm. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to lead with a doozy.
All right.
The three highest grossing media franchises of all time. Think about that. The three highest grossing media franchises of all time are Pokemon.
Okay.
Hello
Kitty. Oh my God.
And what else?
Those made more than like the NFL? Like, that was what I was thinking.
The three highest grossing media franchises of all time are Pokemon, Hello Kitty,
Star Wars.
Star Wars is fifth.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Let me think. Star Trek?
No.
Let's see. G.I. Joe?
No.
Barbie?
You're missing a big one.
Sesame Street?
Mickey Mouse and all the other Disney characters came in fourth place.
Oh.
So who's third? So that's what we've got. Pokemon, Hello Kitty.
You did it backwards. You should have got up to Pokemon. Should have been the guess. Let's see.
You're never going to get it. It's Winnie the Pooh is the third
Winnie
ranking
the
media above Mickey Mouse and all the other. And I guess Winnie the Pooh was not an original Disney creation. It couldn't have been, right? Because it was, wasn't it a book?
It was a book. It is a property of theirs now.
They no, I know. That's what I mean. I never really thought about it or cared to think about it. But as Winnie we're talking about Pooh. It as a media franchise, I'm assuming Disney bought the rights to the book and turned it into what it's become. But anyway, Winnie the Pooh comes in third place on the
list. I love Winnie the Pooh.
Me too.
You know, what was not to love? There he was, a little stuffed bear. No pants. Love him.
My youngest kid right now is all about Minnie Mouse.
Oh, Minnie Mouse. So
all about Minnie. It's neat to see.
I think I have some Disney fabric. Maybe I'll make her something. Make her a little Disney.
Do
Mickey
it. I'd
Mouse,
love it.
Minnie Mouse thing.
The winner of the first Indianapolis 500 in 1911 had an average speed of just under 75 miles per hour.
Still, that's fast in 1911?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we barely had cars.
Last year's winner averaged 176.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You know, though, isn't it funny how the minute we had cars, we started racing them? Like, cars were brand new in 1911. Like, most people still had a horse and carriage.
Right.
It's pretty funny to think that, of course, we raced our cars. That's, you know, mine goes 11 miles an hour.
This next one's going to make a bad situation worse. You know, when a llama spits on you.
Yeah.
It turns out they're actually spitting vomit. It's not just mouth
it's
saliva.
It's like a regurge.
Yeah, they've regurged something and then they launch it at you. Yep. Even worse.
That is hideous. It's a...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You just got yacked on by a llama. Yay.
My day's going swell. How about yours?
So this next story, look, I read through it. I started to reread it a second time because I'm like, I don't get this. So maybe you know, I know that you've been familiar with some of the YouTube stars over the years and your kids have sort of...
Yeah, they are. Not I.
Right. But I mean, you're aware that the Miranda Sings lady, I never heard of her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She came in. She's on my radar for sure. I don't know if she still is, but we actually paid hot money, big piles of money to go see her at Bimbo's.
Right.
And... we're not disappointed. I was actually quite amazed at the level that show was at. And my kids were in heaven.
They call this lady a YouTuber. Her name's Micah Stauffer. Stauffer? Micah Stauffer. She's built a YouTube following.
You're right.
By sharing her family with people. So she's monetized her family and... turned it into a YouTube channel. She's a very good looking lady, but I don't really get it.
How old do you think?
I would say she's 35.
Oh. We're talking about her kids and husband.
Yes, absolutely.
Not her mom and dad and brothers.
They say here that she has hundreds of thousands of followers and she's shared her family's experience of adopting a toddler from China. So this family the lady has a kid from a previous relationship. I believe she had two kids with her current husband, and then they adopted a kid.
Okay.
And this adoption was a big part of their channel. So they adopt a kid from China. They're even
a girl,
saying,
I assume. They don't have the boys up for auction.
This is a boy.
Oh, really?
I'm actually
amazed to hear that. People don't give away the boys there. The girls.
Well... I don't know if that's... I don't know what they know about this kid as this kid is born.
Right.
I don't know what they know about autism when a kid is born. Like, can that be diagnosed? But this kid ended up being autistic. And so while she makes this kid part of her television show...
Yeah, yeah.
In quotes.
YouTube television, sure.
They end up... turning this adoption into this thing, and the followers are following this adoption from China, and she becomes a big fan and proponent of, you know, taking these kids, you know, bringing them to a... And then she gets the kid, and this kid is part of their lives and part of their show, and then she starts to let people know that they're having some health issues. And on the channel, she ends up having to say, we've had to place this child with another family after years of monetizing him. And I can't figure out.
Oh, my God.
So you've brought all of these followers with you on this journey. You've got people donating. Like, she used different games to make people donate to be part of this kid's life. She's saying, here, every person who donated $5 will unlock a different piece of a 1,000-piece puzzle that, which would at the end be a photo of this young child, and this will be the big reveal. There's the pictures Bryn's showing you now. There's the baby.
So is they just couldn't cope with the kid's autistic
problems? I'm assuming that's part of it, but this is, you know, look, this is, it's an intense story, partly because she monetized it on her YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So there's the real
job.
I mean,
this is, I'm stunned. I thought, you know, listen, because of course I think the worst of everyone. I actually thought you were going to tell me that, you know, you were saying they were hinting at health problems. I thought you were going to tell me like something happened to the kid. But for her to just go, yeah, we gave him to another family.
It's so this is I'm trying to get to the bottom. If part of the reason I'm doing this story in such a they're showing it as brain damage there. So I don't know, but it doesn't matter. You can't
away a kid. You can't. It's not.
How
you shouldn't even
get.
You shouldn't even give away a dog that you've adopted, let alone a child. This is stunning. I thought you were going to tell me that they had killed the kid or something.
No, so
it's almost worse to give the kid away.
I don't know. They say here that he was diagnosed as having a stroke in utero, has level 3 autism. I don't know the levels, part of the spectrum you're on. He's also got sensory processing disorder. So, you know, look, I get that they took on a special needs kid, but I was curious how you would feel about now that this family has, and I'm sure they struggled with it. They must have, right?
Of course. Yeah, well, see, here's the, and this is where the problem is. It's not even so much about money. Like, that's her job. That's how they make money in that family, and they have their million followers. It's more about how you come to a conclusion that you cannot cope with a situation in your life. And now, because of how public you are, if you make this decision, you can't just suddenly not have that kid on your show anymore. That had to be.
That's how that happened too. People started noticing the kid wasn't on the show anymore, and then they've had to explain, we're having very hard days, lots of them. I wish autism and adoption trauma had a manual to direct you through it all, but I can see how, you know, bringing a new person into the family's already traumatic, and now a kid with very special needs has you looking a different direction from the rest of your family all day, every day. I know a lady, a friend of mine who works with autistic kids, and she used to drive around doing this. Like, she would do stop offs and do a couple hours here and a couple hours there. And then I think she's gone on to just do one family and sort of be a nanny, but she's working with special needs specifically.
Right.
And the days are unbelievable that the special needs, it should be like, there's got to be a more appropriate way to describe that. It's intense. It's huge. It's all consuming.
It certainly can be. And the thing too, you know, my son is on the spectrum. I've told you that before. But he has some coping things, and he's been in therapies and things his whole life, right? So, but he is, I don't know what the levels are either, Vinny. I don't know if level 3 is like high or functioning or low functioning. So he's high functioning. And I can only imagine what somebody who, like, because as they get bigger, they also get stronger. They become full-sized human beings. And it's not a baby that you can sort of cuddle and hold and constrain somewhat just with your, you know, hold them in your arms and calm them. It becomes more and more and more and more and more and more and more difficult. and they need more and more of your time, money, energy, everything that you have to offer. And the rest of your family is like, hey, what about us? And then, like, you know, this caregiver that you know who comes to the house and is dealing with this kid every day. And it's, I mean, a lot of these children get institutionalized eventually because the family simply isn't equipped to handle them.
Right. Well, and that's what's happening here. And you can imagine people have been very harsh on them as, you know, here you've adopted a child very publicly. You've monetized the adoption and the videos that you post with this child coming into your home. And then using the word rehoming when this is a comment someone wrote. And then you rehome him when things get hard, like he's a pet.
Yeah, this is the problem for these people is that they did it so publicly. Like, I actually fully understand. Sometimes you take on something and you hope for the best and you simply cannot cope.
Right.
It's great if you don't have a YouTube channel at that point.
I just can't believe.
It's really bad if you are a YouTube star. I mean, there's no winning for them. Like, they're canceled. I hate to say it, but like, if I'd been invested in this and watching this whole time and they, you know, I think the only way that they could have maybe saved this is to have really opened up and shown what was going on there and let people see that and see their decision. But still, it does. It feels like they gave up on a child. It smacks of that. And that's
yeah.
Who can
well,
put up
I don't
that?
Know that family. So maybe someone listening is like, oh, my God, I followed that whole journey. And
yeah,
I didn't
please text
at all.
Us.
But I'd love to hear what you think of it if you know that family. Because
I'm
you
stunned,
know.
Though. That is, that's, I, but I under, you know, the thing is, sometimes that's what it comes to. Like, I feel bad. I kind of hate them also. I, you know, I feel their struggle. It's, yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes is
and,
right.
And to have, you know, made the choice to adopt the child that they knew was going to have problems. It's almost like, look, that's what you did. And like you said, monetized it. And you were, Bryn was showing me covers of magazines that they were on, you know, my journey with my autistic child.
Right.
Like it's, that's a rough one to walk back. I mean, that is, time to find another job, I think.
I think so, yeah. The Stouffer's.
Damn, my head is spinning.
I know. I'm not trying to make light of it. My curiosity was piqued because I absolutely can see the story and how it went. The conclusion I just don't see. I don't see how you can do that. I actually think you're all in at that point.
Yep.
Right?
You make accommodations and you figure it out. Maybe you hire some help with this all this money that you've raised off your YouTube channel. Like,
yeah, I don't know what they're worth. If they're worth millions, then that's really, really bad news.
Beyond, but. Yeah. I mean, just to sort of shove this kid off.
A survey on life's little wins found the average person has something unexpected and good happen to them about 3 times a week.
Oh,
boost in happiness
right,
that we get from those unexpected little wins lasts about an hour or 15. Here's some of the stuff they're talking right. about. Waking up and seeing a nice weather forecast. Finding money in a pocket of a coat you just put on.
That's a good feeling. That doesn't last that long, though. I'm just like, oh, that's cool. I put it in my wallet and forget about it.
Getting an unexpected gift in the mail. And
nice. Yeah, that's fun.
Look. Can I just say, though, it's not a gift if you bought it yourself on Amazon. That isn't
a
gift.
Oh, but I forgot. I forgot I bought it. That's the thing. I bought it. And, you know, the delivery's been down. And I'm like, oh, what's this box? I open it up. I'm like, oh, my God. This is amazing.
Yeah, you bought it for yourself, though.
Who sent me this? Oh. God, that person knows me so well. This is exactly what I wanted.
These are considered life's little wins, the things that make you happy.
What's a little win for you? Tell me what a little win is for you. Is it a new word from the kid or some, you know,
well,
thing
sure.
that they accomplish?
I mean, a nap is a little win. Absolutely. Oh. Are you kidding me?
The daily little win.
If you bring it into if the home place, absolutely. A nap
tell
is
you what,
like
the second hour of a nap is like. Oh my God. It's like you doubled down and won the lottery. Did they just sleep for 2 hours?
The whole family gets a break when Edie takes a good nap. So yes, it's a very, that to me is a big win on
huge.
Par with going for a surf,
right.
which I got this week. So yeah, little wins. I don't know. watching the sunset. We do that quite a bit. That's very nice.
Yeah, that's
getting
nice.
Into bed with fresh sheets. Yeah, but I washed and did. Good, I did those myself.
You know, maybe it's not a surprise. It's not like a.
That's
a
win
oh
for
my God!
Wife.
Someone washed the right. It's a win for Christina.
She gets into a fresh bed and goes, "Wow, how does this always happen?
Oh, they're so crisp and
fantastic."
Soft.
Mm. Crossing so things fresh. Off the your to-do list, that's absolutely, I mean, although you also
good.
Did the work there as well, but. Mm.
Still, you know, to watch that list whittle away and then, you know, before you add anything else to it.
I wish for you all a weekend of little wins. I hope you have just a great one.
That's a very nice wish. I thank you. I accept your wishes and I throw them back at you.
Thanks. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
That's sweet, Benny.
In California, we do not institutionalize individuals with developmental disabilities. It is totally common for families to give up on their minor or adult children due to the severity of their disabilities. In California, we have the regional center system, which advocates that these individuals are... It's too much to read.
Right.
I should have proofread that.
Well,
sorry.
You're just sitting there. It's not like you had 5 minutes to go through them.
You guys sound harsh. You have no idea. No, I do have an idea, actually. I just think that they put it on YouTube. That their mistake wasn't having the best of intentions and taking another kid into their lives and trying their hardest. Their mistake was saying, give me money, and I'm going to put all this on my YouTube channel, and then I'm going to pull away from that and hope
it's
there's
just,
no
that
backlash.
Was a no-win situation for them. There's, you know, it's obviously affecting their family, and it was too much for them to cope with. On the other hand, like you said, they did it so publicly that how do you explain to people who aren't living with the child what you're going through and why you rehomed them? It's just, there was never going to be a good outcome to that.
And if you're just joining us, this is a story of a YouTube, I guess they're YouTube
family.
Stars.
Yeah.
Mika Stoffer is the lady, but it's a family and she's got her family on YouTube and they're making money through this channel. She's got, it looks like, almost 1 million followers, and
were
they
you able
adopted
to find a
it.
Net worth on her?
I didn't even look it up.
No, I meant the research department.
Oh.
Not you, Vin. You're on the air right now.
Right.
I'm just trying to find that out.
But anyway, they've had to rehome the child that the family sort of broadcast this adoption journey, and then...
Well, they should have broadcast
she's only she's worth $167,000.
Oh.
What? That's not... Well, okay.
I mean, look, who knows?
It's YouTube, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought YouTube...
I thought YouTubers, right.
You know.
Well, he has like 100 million followers, you know. I don't know what these people have.
All right.
Maybe this is just her side gig. You know, the thing is, it's all about, to me, it's about transparency. If you're really showing your family, then you're going to really show the trials, the down moments too. So if they were only showing like how glorious and what a wonderful thing this whole thing is, and then suddenly the kid's gone... That's a hard pill to swallow.
Let's see here. Wow, Sarah, I never heard you share that. And I've been listening to you for over 10 years. Thank you for sharing that about your son. This helped me today. It did.
I've mentioned it. You know, we don't dwell on it. And actually, every kid comes with their own special set of challenges. Do those exist? I don't know. Every kid has their thing. I certainly have never met one.
I don't. Yeah, that's tough. Oof.
And even if they're easy at first, man, they got a couple years in them there that, woo, the hell's this? When
so
did this
she
person
has
700,000
subscribers. So
700,000?
Yeah,
that's small by comparison to the international PewDiePie.
Right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He's got over 100 million.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I just thought
million.
That was... We're super late, though, so let's get to trash.
Well, that was, you know what, though? Good job. Very, very interesting. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to start with a guide to the new HBO Max, why you need it. You don't.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.